Great. Hi, everyone. So I work at NASDAV, which represents the health department, the state health department, HIV/AIDS programs. And so a slightly different provider than some of the other panelists here. We're a little bit further removed from direct client services in many cases, except for ADAPTS, and I'll touch on that as well. But at the same time, I think a lot of the challenges I'm going to remark on are very similar, and especially under the rubric of capacity. A lot of what health departments are really working on with full implementation of ACA is sort of figuring out the larger state processes. By and large, you know, it's these huge programs are being implemented on the state level. How to ensure that the HIV perspective is involved in those discussions on a state level is challenging. These are, you know, people don't come knocking on the HIV/AIDS program's doors and say, hey, we're going to have a meeting about setting up an exchange. Do you want to come? That doesn't happen very often. And so how do you, and even in Medicaid's, where you would think there would be higher levels of coordination, there isn't always. And in many states, there's very little coordination between current Medicaid and Ryan White providers. So how do you figure out those inroads, who you should be talking to? And that's assuming you're in a state where they're moving full steam ahead with the implementation of health reform. And so for, you know, we hear from our states where the governors are dragging their feet or not working on it actively or just taking half steps, sort of how do we navigate these changes moving forward, and how do we get information? You know, there's states out there that just struggle to get information about what their states are doing. So trying to figure out the implementation of then how that will all filter down to services being provided through Ryan White and other HIV discretionary funded programs, CDC, is an ongoing challenge. I think also trying to do that at the same time as states are trying to figure out what their existing client base could look like in the future, with people moving to exchanges, people moving to Medicaids, people moving in and out of those services in 2014 and beyond when their income levels change, who their base clients would need to be for the Ryan White, and how do they implement new services and new systems to support folks who will be moving into Medicaid and exchanges and these new programs at the same time maintaining services to support those who aren't going to have these new opportunities afforded to them, and sort of maintaining those dual systems moving forward. While being asked to do more with often less is an incredible challenge. And I think everybody up here has talked to the funding issues and the discretionary issues we all face. But I do think that that is huge. And we continue to see our federally funded agencies, funding agencies, either have HRSA or CDC put new requirements on Ryan White providers across all parts, and how do you do more with less and implement this whole new system and really figure out this whole new system? Health departments, you know, a lot of these larger systems are not issues that health departments are experts in terms of, you know, necessarily health IT or EHRs because of the very strict mandates around Ryan White and CDC systems. You know, the data is very different the way the funding agencies are requiring health departments to report data, and it's not going to be, you know, what a Medicaid wants or an Aetna wants if a health department is going to interface with them. I think another huge challenge, and this is something that you know, we've started talking about with, especially around our ADAPTS, is client education. And we saw this quite a bit with Medicare Part D, which I think is a small piece of a puzzle compared to health reform implementation, but a good model about some of the changes for a fairly good amount of clients in ADAP programs. It was a huge change, and it required a lot of client education for case management systems and for clients to be able to navigate that. That wasn't done on any other level than through the Ryan White system. The federal agencies weren't prepared to really take this up. It was something that the states and their case managers, whether they were state employees or working with their CBOs, ASOs, really took on. And it required a lot of one-on-one of individual work with clients. And how does a Ryan White system handle that when you're talking about something so much bigger as health reform? And I think with ADAPs are very concerned about being able to handle the questions they receive from clients around the many options that they could be facing come 2014. And specifically on ADAPs, I think what we know about ADAPs is that they will become a far more wraparound program. In Massachusetts, where, you know, we sort of look to as a model as having brought on health reform, their ADAP didn't see a huge decrease in clients. They didn't, you know, people were like, you know, did not be like, okay, see you, ADAP, I'm all covered now. They really needed the same level of support from their ADAPs. It was just maybe in different ways. Maybe they didn't need ADAP to purchase their drugs anymore directly, but they needed help with their premiums and their copays, which in private insurance tend to be pretty high for HIV-related medications. And so for some ADAPs, this could be easy. They might have the structures in place to do this, although maybe not on the extent that a fully implemented health reform system would require. But for other ADAPs, it is a very different model of infrastructure and service delivery and will require building quite a bit of new system to do that. And I think the other thing I'll just say about Massachusetts is that their data has not shown they need less money or that there are less people walking in their door to their ADAP because of health reform. And I think while the models are slightly different between national health reform and Massachusetts, I think it's really something to keep in mind that the level of service and the level of support provided by Ryan White programs is not necessarily one we're going to see modeled in a private insurance-based system. And so I think that is really, and it's difficult for health departments to sort of figure out then what that level of services they will need to be providing, where those buckets are, where clients will need services. And so I think that that's something that folks are ADAPs specifically are really trying to figure out. And I think I'll stop there on the challenges. That's all right.
Yeah.